invoke your god's benediction, do you experience a lot of friction?
Is your magic missile making you bristle?
When you cast fly, do you end up feeling dry?
Does minor illusion leave you with a major contusion?
When you cast fog cloud, do you sob loud?
Is your dancing lights more like lancing bites?
Is casting create bonfire like leaping onto barbed wire?
Does shape change give your nape mange?
When you cast gust, does it leave your skin with a crust?
Is casting shocking grasp like kissing a flock of asps?
Does firebolt make your epidermis molt?
After druidcraft, do you need a skin graft?
Does casting haste make you need butt paste?
Does blade ward give you a flayed sword?
Does casting calm emotion leave you needing balm or lotion?
Does your mass heal make your skin peel?
When you turn undead, does it leave you raw and red?
When you cast non-detection, does it leave you with a massive infection?
When you cast blindness deafness, do you get dryness in your crevice?
Does fine traps just grind your flaps?
Does true strike tell your natural dew to take a hike?
Does your holy aura leave you feeling sora?
When you cast shillelagh to get a magic club, does it feel like all it does is rub and rub and rub?
When you cast bless on occasion, do you end up with a nasty abrasion?
When you use misty step to make your escape, do you give yourself a big ol' scrape?
When you cast Otto's irresistible dance, is it like you've been bitten by fire ants?
Does casting wind wall leave you with skinned balls?
Does casting thorn whip give you forlorn nips?
When you cast hex, does it feel like a night of rough chafing?
Then you need KY Spelly, the all-new, all-natural thaumaturgical lubricant guaranteed to get your spells running smoothly again.
KY Spelly, available exclusively at Walgreens. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Armpit music by Pork Fried Dice.
Armpit music, that was like episode 3 or something like that.
Oh, that's a classic. Let's see, which episode was it? Let me look here.
Let me guess, it's episode
3. It was episode 3.
Yes!
You are such a savant.
You're dumb.
Am I? I am dumb. But now I'm in charge! That's what that means.
Whatever, slug lord!
Shush! Call me master!
No, I just love that there's the slug lord thing going on. And now I call you slug. I've called you slug lord because of that weird Pork Fried Dice time. Oh, it was funny. Not everyone was there, I guess. Greg was there! I remember him saying slug lord.
But he doesn't remember. But I'm in charge! Okay. I'm not a slug lord.
You are a slug lord.
Master!
You have to call me master. That's how I get into it.
No.
Call me master.
No. That's Come how on. You get into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's how I get into trouble.
That's how you get into get the fuck out of here.
That is good banter.
So I get into out of it. Hello, everyone. It's nice to meet you.
Greetings.
I'm glad you have all gathered here today and convened for this session of Pork Fried Dice. I wish that I were reading this. It sounds like I'm reading something that I've written.
It does.
Today is Tuesday, June 6th.
Don't give it away that we're not recording live when they hear the podcast.
The weather is balmy.
The something anniversary of D-Day.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say. That's it.
Good session, guys.
In memoriam, this will be a 3-hour moment of silence.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we were all in the coffin maker's shop. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Crap. I have to
You already messed it up. It's supposed to be a 3 hours of silence.
Yeah. Edit that out.
Okay.
Here, we're going to talk for the next 3 hours and then just edit it all out. And then there'll be a moment of silence, okay? All right. So pretend this is silent. Remember, it'll be edited out, so you can say whatever you want.
Ah,
oh, Ravina's singing. The coffin maker's shop.
Oh, yeah.
You're still in the coffin maker's shop. You spent all of the last session fighting, and at the end, you had a unexpected visitor.
An unexpected visitor. But we're good. We're good.
It's A, because you... You say A because as you're improvising, you don't know what the next word is going to be. So if I said A, no, unexpected visitor, that would have been weirder.
I only corrected you because we have this thing now about me correcting people.
Yep. Any time my grammar is wrong, so better hope we don't talk to Blinsky again.
I'm going
to
remove Abby's explanation so it just sounds like she's a really mean grammar person. Just like, I just have to correct him all the time.
That's what everyone else thinks. That's okay.
Or take out her comments entirely and let people wonder why every time we fight she has fewer hit points.
Oh, and by the way, Rafina falls asleep in the first round of this fight.
No one knows, they can just wake her up.
Yep.
All right, go ahead and roll attack at super duper disadvantage.
That's from the Book of Greg, so don't blame me. But yeah, the colorfully dressed half-elf, Rictavio, from the Blue Water Inn, came in and asked if everything was okay. And after a short conversation, he took off his apparently magical hat and changed form entirely to a human dressed in leather armor with a cane, graying hair, and he announced himself as Rudolf Van Richten, Vampire Hunter. I think he may have even said legendary vampire hunter.
I think so too, which is ridiculous.
All right, Will.
Will's just like, listen, legendary vampire hunter. It's very convenient that you came in after the fight. I think actually Lenk said something like that. He was like, well, good thing you're here. Yeah. So glad.
That sounds like something Lenk would say.
You also do have the coffin maker himself in a coffin, having almost died, but then brought back to life. And his fate at this point has yet to be decided.
Yet to be decided? I don't know. I think I'm going to kill him, probably.
Says Will.
Right. He's a dick. Okay, so the explanation that he had, he knowingly had all these vampires in his house, mm-hmm. and he... did it because he was going to get business.
A nobleman approached him at one point, came to him, and told him to do this, and in return, he would get good business.
Yeah.
That is what you were told.
Yeah, so basically, lots of people would be
dying in the
town.
And then he was also told to obtain the bones later.
Right. So he did all this because he's evil. This guy is evil. Will's like, I'd be doing the world's service, you guys. Look how good I am. I'm going to kill this guy right now.
I can think of nothing gooder to do.
Yeah. This is what the good people would always do.
So well, here we are. There's rubble everywhere because the ceiling collapsed and the floor collapsed. And so he's standing there and he says, don't you have anything to say?
About what?
We aren't vampires, so you can't hunt us. Neener, neener.
I have no intention to. I saw your work in the town square earlier. I was impressed. I didn't know you all had that skill behind you. And I thought it might be wise to reveal myself to you. Non-suggestively.
Hey, yeah.
There are ladies present.
Apologies, Rafina, Will.
Hey!
Oh!
How dare you?
Dick.
It's very confusing because I know I am a woman, but not right now. Or something. Whatever that means. I am not wearing a costume hat to make me, or whatever that's called, your magic hat. I am not a lady underneath this fine men's attire and mustache. How dare you?
We've gotten off to a great start.
So, could anybody sort of fill me in on exactly what happened here? And he gestures around to the vampire spawn dead on the floor and the coffin maker lying in the coffin.
Could you fill me in on your circus?
My circus is but a figment, a cover story, if you will, for my presence here. I'm trying to go undetected. I do not wish to be found out. Strahd is a formidable foe, and before I'm ready, I do not want to be found out here. So, unfortunately, there is no circus, no carnival. I am not a ringmaster. I know my storytelling was quite adept, but you'll be surprised to know that that is not my forte, if you will.
Are you
we
so
will.
Well?
What?
Blah, 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 blah. Try again. I believe you said, we will.
Who said we will?
She did.
She did. Oh, okay.
Good. I'm glad we will.
What did you say?
Were you saying something, Bathwack? Wait. Do I know your... Yes, I do know your name is Bathwack.
Oh, yeah.
We've met before. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I have a question. Do we still call you Rictavio?
In the presence of others, I would prefer that you do. If you need to do so in private to ensure that you will keep up the facade, then I would encourage you to do so. Otherwise, Rudolph is fine.
Who else knows of this duplicity?
No one.
In the world?
Not yet.
Are you so well known that you have to hide?
Absolutely. It's not a bragging point, it's just the fact. I've been doing this for years and years and years.
Ooh.
Though,
do you work alone?
I, in fact, do work alone.
Then
in
why
general.
Are you revealing yourself to us?
Well, I'm not saying that we should work together, but I think it would be good to at least consider ourselves allies in this world. I suspect that we have a similar goal.
Sorry. I just dropped
it. You're all right, Rafina.
I apologize. I just tripped over a rock that I didn't know was here on the floor.
Or many planks of wood that are also on the floor from the ceiling above.
Yes, yes.
But it was specifically the
there
rock.
There was a rock.
Yes, there was a rock. There was one rock I was not prepared for.
It was the only rock in the room.
It was his rock collection, the coffin maker. Damn you and your rock collection, coffin maker.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Okay, I really want to know if this guy is honest.
I mean, you could, in terms of just a skill, if you want to just kind of see if he seems like he's lying, that would be an insight check.
I don't have a spell where I can wrap a lasso around him.
Maybe you do.
And it would glow. That would be a great spell. All right.
Could offer him this truth potion I have here. It's labeled laughter. Or wait, maybe the one labeled mother's milk?
Drink this mother's milk! This is weird! I want you to drink it!
To prove you're telling the truth, drink this random bottle of liquid I'm offering to you.
If you die, you were telling the truth.
Congratulations.
Have him drink it, and then we'll see if he floats.
Yep. Churches!
Well, Will's like... So, if you're such a famed vampire hunter guy, how'd you not know about all these vampires in this house? I mean, you'd think that if you've been hanging out here, Rictavio, that you might have done something about this impending doom upon the town.
Well, that is true. I am ashamed to admit I was not aware of this going on here in Valaki. My focus has been elsewhere of late. I'm here to... ultimately, take down Strahd if I can. But in the meantime, I've been directing my focus. There is an encampment of Vistani outside of Valaki. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but I am fairly certain that they are directly working underneath Strahd. They are his spies and would do anything to curry his favor. And so that makes them no friends of mine. I think, and he kind of looks around... It might be wise for us to perhaps move somewhere safer. I would imagine that there will be likely some attention drawn here relatively soon. I heard this noise from quite a ways off, and though you did seem to distract the town guard a bit ago, I would think it might be prudent to move elsewhere. I know somewhere close by where we can visit, and perhaps lay low, if you will, to continue this discussion. I know of a shop nearby. I know the shopkeep.
And, the toy shop? We've been there.
Oh, that is what I had.
Oh my.
Actually, yes.
That's where I got my puppet.
Gadoff is a friend of mine. I know him well.
Does he know you as Rictavio well, or as Rudolf van Lichtenstein?
As Rictavio. He's a bit of a simple man. I wouldn't trust him with my true identity, I don't think. But
so you guys are close, then. Sounds like it.
In a sense, he's close to Rictavio.
Oh, sweet.
Well, when I set up shop at the Blue Water Inn, my companion was not welcome there, so I entrusted him to Gadoff there to watch over him. You probably met him there, my monkey, Piccolo.
Oh, Piccolo! Yes, we met the monkey, didn't we? We met the monkey.
We did. We totally did. And he said it was his monkey.
Well, I mean, he is now. I gave him to him.
Is the monkey your companion?
He was, for quite some time, yes.
Ah.
But he was not welcome at the Blue Water Inn, and so I...
Fleas?
I think there's a bit of a stereotype about monkeys when it comes to feces. Certainly not true with Piccolo, but...
He doesn't poop?
Oh, wait! Is there a suspicious amount of no poop? That's Will's favorite clue. Wait a second. Is it a suspicious amount? No poop!
Oh, wait, he poops, but he's litter trained, and there's no flinging about of his turds.
So your vocabulary is so eloquent for a vampire hunter. I am impressed.
Well, sometimes I find myself mingling with the noble class, and so I've had to become well enriched. Uh-oh.
I've run out of words!
I have a vocabulary spell. It only lasts a minute. Damn it! Now my words are gonna be little. Let's get out of here. We gotta run.
Must run. Go.
I have a vocabulary spell. That should be a spell. That'd be amazing.
I like it.
Anyway, should we?
How about you travel first, and we'll meet you there.
Okay, that's fine. What are you? Do you have plans for Henrik here?
Yes. Are you Mr. Nosy? Yes. We just need to pick ourselves up here. We need a moment, so you skedaddle on, and we'll follow.
I can respect that. That's fine. I trust you know your way to Blinsky's toy shop. So
yes,
I will go there. I'll wait with him. I'll catch up. It's been a few days since I've visited him, and I'll wait for you there.
Very good. Toodaloo.
He tips his hat, puts it back on, and his shape changes back to that of Rictavio.
Ugh, I gotta get that hat. I love that hat. I want it!
It's a nice hat.
I want it!
You shout this after him.
Give me your hat!
You die, I'm collecting it from your dead body!
All right!
A la D&D!
It's a deal! Bye! And he skedaddles.
Will, in the meantime, is, like, I think, heaving this old guy out of the coffin.
What do you want with me?
Well, I'm just gonna start dragging him to the other room, away from prying eyes.
Will, where are you going with him? Says Nick.
I'm just gonna make...
I'm just gonna follow you.
Hey. Hey. We need some private time. Private
time. For what possible reason?
Well, because, you know, if something were to happen to him, I'm guessing if, you know, you might not want to be associated with that, maybe.
Oh, you're trying to keep him safe?
Yeah, so safe.
Don't you think you should turn him into the local guard?
No. What? This guy had vampires coming in this town and, like, was going to have a vampire army just kill everyone in the town just because he was...
Don't you think he should be held accountable?
Yes, he's going to be.
Exactly.
In the other room. Why don't you guys go on to Blinsky's whatever it's called?
I have no desire to go on to Blinsky's whatever it's called.
Such a complicated name.
Right.
Do we trust this Rictavio shapeshifter dude?
No, I don't.
Do we trust each other? Here, Lank glances over at Will, hauling the old man off for some private time.
I don't think Will trusts himself.
I'm the only one I trust. Yeah, no, we don't trust each other. Peace out.
Well, Will, I don't think you should... What are you doing?
Just gonna talk to him, and...
Talk to him here, Will, because I think we should all be a part of that conversation.
Okay,
if you have further words
do you
for him.
What further words do you have?
Well, apparently you do, so let's hear them.
Why?
Give him the vocabulary spell.
Yeah, get Rictavio back here.
Whatever, that's fine. If you wanna haul him along to the... Go, take him. I think we have plenty of time to take him to the guard, Nick.
I agree.
Yeah, plenty. Since we just like destroyed this place, there's like vampire dust. Everyone's gonna be like, hey guys, weren't you the ones that just did stuff in the town square? Or something, probably.
We also have these bones.
Bones. Oh yeah, I'm holding them. Wait. I can't do all of this.
Will suddenly realize he has seven arms. What happened?
Yeah! Crap.
Do we need disguises?
I don't know.
I mean... do.
Well, you picked up two bags upstairs, right?
Yep.
You got two bags? There's that many bones?
I'm so glad I was able to get up the stairs, by the way, without Bathwack's help, everyone. Did you see that? I was able to walk up there without him dragging me up there this time. Did everyone see that?
It was really nice of Bathwack to help you the first time.
Yeah, it was really nice.
He helped you up the stairs?
You didn't look like you were going to make it the first time.
I can make it upstairs if I so choose, turtle.
Turd.
Turtle. That was a good word that Rictavio, or whatever his name is, brought up.
He said his name, real name is Rudolph Van Richten, but I like Rictavio better.
I'm going to call him Rictavio, because really, who knows who that guy is?
Are we going to call him anything? Except late to dinner?
I thought he seemed pretty cool to me!
Well, he definitely is somebody that seems a little nosy, so...
Well, did you hear him, though? He wants to take out Strahd, just like us!
Meanwhile, this old guy is just hanging out of my arms. I don't... Just like standing there talking to you, like holding this old guy. Is he not doing anything? Okay.
I think we should find some flour in the kitchen and turn it into paste with a little bit of water and then just glue him to the wall and then get out of here.
We could nail him in the coffin.
No! Bathwack!
I was actually planning on doing that.
I mean, that's
I am telling your
in the space
keepers
of one
temporal.
Sentence, we went from let's glue him to the wall to let's nail him into a coffin.
The coffin idea, I mean, it's a bit of a temporary prison if done well, just to keep him here until we can summon the guards to collect him.
I'm sure the authorities won't be long.
Oh, I thought you meant his body in the... Okay, okay.
No.
I'm more down with that.
And then set the coffin on fire!
Yeah, you can't... Yeah.
Yes. One of us needs to walk Will outside, and then the others will nail him in.
One of us. Yeah. I wonder one which one.
Will's like, I dare you. Okay, so there were so many questions flying around, we haven't actually come around to anything. What are we doing?
Stick him in the barrel and bring him with us.
Will would be up for that.
No.
Let's put him in the barrel.
No,
yes,
no,
Rafina.
Don't open the barrel. Rafina, don't say your magic word. Do not open the barrel.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Nick here. This barrel is bad news. Also, although it's not terribly heavy, it may be getting crowded in there.
I think that makes sense.
So yeah, what do we do with this guy? And what do we think about Rictavio? One at a time, I guess. This guy, what are we doing? I vote that we take him or make sure that he is delivered to the town guard. That's what I, Nick, vote.
Okay, I have my vote now. So I think we should do both. We should put him into the coffin and nail it shut, put it on top of the terrarium, which has wheels, and wheel him to the guard. Done. Bingo.
Coffins are really heavy. Why don't we just tie him to the top of the terrarium if we're going that route?
Well, then how will they know he's the coffin maker?
I will personally tell people. Although this town, there can't be that many people in the town. Are they going to be like, I've never seen that guy before?
I mean, I guess the one question is, do we think we got away clean from that whole escapade in the square?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time we had to beat up innocent villagers.
Rictavio obviously saw us, because he said that. He said that he watched us in the town square. So if Rictavio saw us...
But he's like a superhero.
No,
come
he's
on,
not.
He is like a disguise. He kills evil monsters.
He has a magic hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a vocabulary spell.
It only lasts a minute.
The only thing we can verify right now is the hat and the vocabulary spell.
Yeah, exactly. He claims to be a vampire hunter, but A, he didn't even know that the vampires existed in here, and B, he conveniently comes in after all of them are dead, and he's like, hey guys, I'm a vampire hunter. How you doing? And we're like supposed to just believe him and go, wow, well, we'll just follow you around now.
Yeah, like, let's say, what if I called myself a bear hunter, and then you found out for the past 3 years I'd been living directly above a den of bears? You would think, wow, this guy sucks at bear hunting.
Exactly.
Or maybe you're doing research so you can be as one with the bear in order to more truly hunt it.
It's about the symbiotic relationship with the bears. You're perfecting it. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to look at it.
I'm going to tie up this guy.
You have to get him out of my arms first.
You're hugging him.
I'm holding on to him.
I could tie him to you, Will, if you'd like.
That's what I was thinking.
Does that solve any of our problems?
I think if Lank walks up to me and is like trying to just grab him and tie him, I think I just throw him on the ground defiantly because I'm pissed.
Like
Lank
on top of me? I walk up to you and throw a man on top of me.
No.
It's like, thanks, Will.
No, not on top of you. Just on the ground. Into the rubble. Into the planks and crap, whatever is there.
Turds.
The turds.
I will start tying him. It sounds like he's not putting up much of a fight at all, so...
He is not. He seems to be consigned to his fate. I mean, he saw what you guys did to the creatures that he was, at this point, pretty scared of. And, he says, please, not too tight.
Make it tight! Jeez, shut up, old man! He kicks him.
Ah! That hurt.
Is he a crow?
Could I have a dream pastry?
Is Milovaj around? I would like to check, since they took my toy away, I want to go check to see if Milovaj is still hanging around outside. Peek out the door. Peek out the front door.
Peek out the front door?
Yeah.
He is not there.
Fuck you, Milovaj. How come you didn't stick around during this really long fight? How dare you?
I have 50 feet of rope with me, and I use all 50 feet of rope.
He's like a cartoon, like, wrapped cocoon.
Yep, you're ready to put him on a railroad track.
Okay, this should provide some cushioning for the terrarium ride.
I mean, should we deliver him directly to the guard, or should we do it without... somehow being seen? Where do we go? Where is the guard?
It'll be like a secret Santa. We'll drop him off with no one noticing.
Secret Santa!
Or like a Harry Potter situation on the doorstep.
We need to leave a note because no one knows what he's done.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Just leave him somewhere.
No context whatsoever. We broke his house and tied him up and left him in the center of town.
These evil creatures tied me up!
No oh need God. To thank
See, us. That's the thing. Like, this guy was harboring vampires. I think that we can't just drop him off somewhere. We can't. We have to wait. We have to... I don't want to deal with any lawmen, but Nick, you seem to be in love with lawman. And lawman. There's a superhero.
Just one.
Are you in love with lawman? Wait, probably at this point you would have said, I was a... law enforcement guy back. You probably would have said something about that. Because you've said, what did you say? Oh, you had a question about your warden of your valley. All right, so warden of your valley, or whatever you were in your valley, Nick, you seem to have a little bit of a relationship, a good relationship with law people.
Well,
so
sure.
Why don't you
don't we
just,
all?
What? Right.
Why wouldn't we? We're right. All good people. We're all on the side of the law.
Nick, you're awesome, man. Anyway.
You too, Will.
But you... you are have a good relationship with law people. You seem to be... Your title was warden. I mean, I don't know if we've actually talked about it, but you said it in Madame Eva's tent. So,
right?
Warden. You were a warden.
Almost.
You're a lawman. Go talk with the law guys.
A warden.
Go. Okay, you were almost. Let's cry about your story. Whatever your sad story is, I was almost the warden. Sounds like you were really depressed about that.
What?
You were longingly saying, I was almost the warden. Stop launching into your backstory, Nick.
Nick hangs his head.
Bathwack walked out the back door.
Take the terrarium with you, Bathwack. Bathwack,
did you take the man?
Sure.
Okay, where are you taking him?
I think we're going to town. Blank follows Bathwack.
Going to town with the man in a rope cocoon.
I'm either going to want that rope back or I'm going to need to buy a new rope.
I'm pretty sure that's my rope, if you got it off the barrel.
No, this is the one I had in my pack.
Oh, okay. Oh, mine's still around the barrel. Okay. I don't need it.
I'll buy you a new rope.
You do.
Because I'm used yet.
Very possessive. Ever since someone burned my puppet.
We all seem to have a lot of issues right now. I am going to perform a calm spell because our emotions are all very high. And I'm just annoyed. Po-woof! How do we feel now?
All the nearby doors just opened.
How does that work?
It's like a magnesium enema.
Ew! I am not
okay, yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think that sounds all that calming.
I'm not sure that's why I said, I don't know why I said that.
Remember, this is all a moment of silence. You can say whatever you want.
That's why. All right, so now we can all work together and trust each other again, right?
Is that how that spell works?
I don't know.
Yes!
Did that spell reach outside? Because at least Link,
yes!
Old Man, and Turtle have left.
60 feet! You haven't gone 60 feet. Slow down!
Each humanoid in a 20-foot radius sphere, so that could be all of us, everybody gets to make a charisma saving throw.
Charisma saving throw! My charisma's high, Rafina! I don't want to be calm!
Is it something we would have to do consciously, or should we all do it?
It just happens.
22.
I don't even know how to do it.
19!
You need to tell us what your spell save DC is.
14.
Link rolled a 12.
So if you got higher than a 14, your emotions have not been calmed.
Can I tell that she cast that spell?
Yes.
Because I've been yelling at you all,
it's
so yes,
verbal,
you know.
And somatic, so she moved something and she said something.
I am not moved!
If we roll lower than that, what happens to us?
You fall asleep. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it has specific actual spell things, but I like her use of it to try to just chill everybody out.
Okay.
I think you were pretty chill anyway.
I was going to say, Lank's just walking along like I've got a guy tied up next to me, walking along with a turtle. I'm feeling all right.
Basically, it makes you indifferent to someone you're hostile towards.
Indifferent? I wasn't exactly going for indifferent, but I suppose that's fine. Like, Bathwack was all worked up about his rope,
yep.
And Will was all worked up about something, and Nick was all worked up about being an almost warden, and Will was trying to make him feel bad, and so calm! Boom!
Basically, the spell was mostly directed at me.
Yeah, and it failed.
You failed.
Okay, we're doing it again. No, just kidding.
Well, if I can tell that she did it, I'm just like, Rafina!
And then I run up to Will and I give him a big hug.
Oh, stop it! Why does this keep happening?
Aw, Nick hugs you guys too.
No!
Yay!
Guys,
yes,
let's go.
Yes, we will be a team again.
We took out the evil here. We got the bones. We did what we needed to do.
Go with the guy. I have to look at something.
Together.
I have to look at something.
I have to check.
What do you have to look at, Will?
I want to look for something in this house. I want to see.
Oh, I'm just worried.
You guys
who knows?
Took the guy.
There could be other evils here.
The roof fell or the floor fell. There's nothing in here. We already went upstairs and looked around.
Then what do you want to look at?
I want to see. Well, that's true. But where do you think one would keep? Okay, here's a question for D&D World.
Guys, D&D World, listen up!
If this guy was the owner of this home, assuming he was the owner of this building, owner of the coffin maker shop.
I think that's fair to say, probably.
Would, in a old-fashioned world, there be...
You mean our current world?
What?
Is this in character?
No. This is out of character.
Oh,
okay,
hello,
sorry.
Katie.
Hello, it is Katie. Out of character, question for D&D World. If about D&D World, sorry. If there was a building that someone owned, wouldn't there be probably some kind of like document that would like be a deed to the property or something like that?
Can we ask why you're asking?
This guy is not going to be here anymore. And so what I was thinking was that See, okay, this is Will's whole deal. I have, like, a whole thing about Will. But I was thinking that Milovaj kid, he's, like, working for nothing for that church. And he, like, stole the bones and sold them to this guy because he was trying to feed his family. Now, what I was thinking was, I, Will, who has a very... I have a talent for... It's like one of my skills. I can forge documents. I was thinking maybe I could, like, make it so that the coffin maker...
signed it over to him.
And then Milovaj would owe me or owe us. And I was thinking if I could find some kind of deed somewhere, like look around this place to see if that would exist somewhere in this house.
Is there much of the house left? Didn't we just tear down the beams or something?
Where would this
The storage room was destroyed into this sort of coffin display room. There's still his workshop. You had gone up and pretty thoroughly searched his bedroom and the sort of kitchen area upstairs. There was another room that you didn't really go into down here that Lank peered into at one point.
Oh, really? What was it?
It had a table and some chairs and a couple cabinets in it.
Who's left? Is everyone literally walking in the street with the body? Or body, the guy?
No, Bathwack and Lank left.
Okay.
And the three of us are
still...
He would just be like, I want to look around and see what's in here. I want to look. We're looking for papers, documents, anything like that about this property.
Okay.
And so he's going to start looking, I guess, as fast as he can, because I know he's those other guys are going off.
Okay. I think we've searched most of it. We can help you. Where do you want to look?
Well, what do you think would make sense? I mean, I already looked upstairs in his little... He had a little back... He told me about it, and
well,
I
Bathwack said you had two bags, right?
Yeah, I have them in my hands. Check them out. Look.
You have two bags in your hands?
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought you hid one in your...
Well, I did. I put clothing. One in my... Okay. I put one in my clothing, and the other I am holding.
Well, this what is was the... in the bags? Well, were they somewhere secret?
He was assuming that it was the bones, but...
Yeah, I mean, those are the
open
bones.
Open it up and... Show it. Bones?
There's bones in it.
Okay, there's bones. So those are the bones.
They're not bones!
Damn it! We didn't win, guys! Guys!
You guys can't win anything. Well, was there another bag?
Bathwack's weird. You know what I mean? He's just a weird guy. Anyway, let's look around this place. Let's look around this place to see if there are documents.
A random editorial.
Or you guys can go. It's fine. I'll do it by myself.
I'll help you look. It's fine. Rafini, you want to help us real quick? I think there's like only a couple rooms we haven't even looked in.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Everybody roll an investigation check.
All right. I'm going to set this guy down and have a seat next to him on the ground. And kind of lean up against the house.
No, we haven't made it very far then, have we?
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know, unless you want to take a walk.
Well, you're just so calm.
Yeah. So I guess I don't care.
17.
4 plus 0.
All right.
Rafina makes more flower garlands.
Rafina and Nick just kind of move around some planks.
I'm looking inside vases. I'm looking...
Will does a line of cocaine and then runs through the house. In the workshop, you find tools and stuff like that. Nothing really of note. In the other room that you guys hadn't been in, there is a table with chairs and there's a nicely made cabinets. There's some variety of different things. Candles, wood carvings... There's an incomplete set of china, kind of chipped in bad condition. Oh. The really only thing you...
I hate playing this character in a land of poverty. It is horrible. I have to be so callous, but Katie is so sad about the poverty. I hate it.
The only thing of note that you find is in one of those cabinets, there is an inkwell that when you touch it, it makes you feel extremely nauseous.
What? Whoa, dude. That's wild.
When I touch the bottle?
Yes.
Can I smell it?
If you can bear it.
Oh, so the smell is also nauseating.
I mean, you mean without touching it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can try to smell it. It smells like ink.
That's weird. Guys! He calls him in, because he's like, what is this crap?
What?
What is this ink? This ink smells... Well, no, it doesn't smell. Sorry. Wrong memory. You touch it...
False.
I think Will's having a stroke, Rafina.
I know, I don't even know what I'm saying. It's not even a memory. I don't know what I'm saying. Touch this, or don't, whatever, but it makes you nauseous.
Touch it?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
What is this?
I don't know.
I want it. What is it?
It's an inkwell.
How are you going to bring it with you without being sick?
This is the worst thing I've ever encountered. Let's bring it with us. This stuff is truly bad. I can't get enough of it.
Is there a roll that I can do to figure out if I can tell what it is or not? Can I grab my locket and see if I get any glimmer of information. That's sure. just my thing that I do. It's like my color.
Grab
thing
your locket, roll a percentile.
A percentile, okay.
Is there a spigot outside or something where a well, a pump, something where I can fill up my water skin?
There was a fountain people were using to fill things in the town square, but nothing around here.
It's a bummer. 20 and a 0. 20?
20.
Okay.
Suddenly, there is a bat flitting around your head. And Bernard says, Will!
Bernard! Yes!
What's going on?
What's going on? So much. But right now, that doesn't help me, because you probably don't know what this is. What is this? You don't know. You're Bernard.
It looks like a shape sitting on a shelf.
Oh, man. You're a bat. I'm going to turn him, because he's so happy to see him. He's gonna turn him into a Bernard.
Your brother is back!
Yay! I raised him from the dead.
And he dies.
Oh no! Stop it! Mean. He's gonna turn him into a Saint Bernard and like give him pets.
Aww.
And be like, yay, you're back! That wasn't helpful. I'm so glad you're back though.
I got disappeared.
Yes, you did.
Something happened. It did not feel good.
I'm really sorry. You tried to help me, and you're so dumb. You do that all the time. Stop doing that, Bernard. Just chill out next time.
Stop needing help so much.
When there's some scary demon... Wait, everyone's like around us right now. Let's talk about this later.
As far as you can tell, it's an inkwell that makes you feel sick when you touch it.
This is weird, and I want it. That's the only thing that's there?
Of note.
Is there paper or whatever?
You didn't find any documents or anything, no? The cabinets are just kind of filled with crap, like I said, like wood carvings and stuff. It doesn't seem to be like a...
Stuff. Okay, what I'm asking is there something that I could wrap this inkwell in? Does it have a cap?
Yes.
Can I put the cap on?
Mm-hmm. You feel sick when you do it, but yes.
Yeah! I don't know why I said that. Anyway, I put the cap on,
uh-huh.
And then is there something that I can find in there that, like, a rag or a...
There were some rags in the wood shop, in the workshop.
All right, I'm bustling all over this freaking place, and yep. Seeing
the
if...
The cocaine's wearing off, you better hurry.
If I take a rag, can I wrap it around the thing?
Yep.
Really tie it on there to make sure it doesn't spill it on me or something.
Yeah.
Do I still feel nauseous when I touch it through the rag?
Not as much, but a little bit.
God damn it! More rags! More rags!
Someone's gotta go back and get a shitload of rags!
Well, can't Bernard carry it?
Yeah, Bernard, does this hurt when you, or do you feel weird when you touch it?
Touch this?
Yeah.
And he goes up and touches it with his nose. And
oh, he does the dog throw up thing. No!
And he runs outside. He's well trained.
How can he be dead and still have these manifestations of...
Yes, seriously.
Boom.
Ridiculous. Who thought this up?
Well, is Rafina there? Did Rafina come in the room? Like,
yeah.
Can he be like, Rafina, do you know, you're like some kind of priest lady or whatever you are. Can you tell what this is?
I don't know why you think that means that I can tell what it is, but I'll try.
I don't know. You're old. Maybe you have.
Well, thanks a lot, Will.
It means you have experiences. I have no problem with the elderly.
Yes.
Except you're not even.
I won't forget this, Will. Yes, I know.
Ah.
Can I roll an insight?
Probably Arcana might be more appropriate.
No. All right, fine.
Insight is more about people.
It's the one that I have a little check mark next to.
Yeah, you're proficient in it.
And my Arcana is plus 0. Sucks. Okay, so I roll a 20?
Yep.
5! Fantastic.
It's an inkwell that makes you feel nauseous.
Can it be opposite day?
Yes, it can be. It is not an inkwell, and it does not make you feel nauseous.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's okay.
Bring me peanuts. Sorry, wait. I meant to mute.
Bring me peanuts! Nick, don't you have any like containers? Give me something. Come on, guys. We need a container.
Oh, I have to actually pull out the sheet for this NPC. I have this crowbar.
Great.
10 foot of string. Why don't just wrap it in another?
I'm trying.
And put it in your backpack.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, do it.
All right.
You do it.
Okay.
All right, you're fine now.
Good. All right, cool. Put it in my bag. That was weird. And there were no documents?
No.
Dang. All right. Will throws a temper tantrum and follows along because now he doesn't know what to do. He has no plan.
He's doing both? Throwing a temper tantrum and following along?
step.
Makes for a great mental image.
Alright.
Will, come outside! They waited for us!
Oh. Hey, guys! Let's go!
It's nice to see you, Will.
It's so nice to see you guys in the sky and the tied-upness.
Oh, he's doing fine.
Could have just left him here.
Oh, but he's light, and look at how strong Bathwack is.
Will, do you want a carrot?
What?
You have carrots?
Yeah, alright, well, I'll put it away.
I could go for some food. I am suddenly just feeling like I've got the munchies. Rafina, what was in that spell? I am feeling just fine.
Greg!
All right, so where are you guys heading?
Will's like, I don't want to mess with any lawmen.
Plus, we don't want to keep Rictavio waiting.
Right? The problem is if we bring... we are strangers in this town. That's the thing. I shouldn't go, right? Remember us at the gates when I was... That's how I am, alright? Everybody, I think we've figured that out. Not gonna go up to the lawmen and be like, hello, good sirs!
Don't you feel calmer after Rafina's help?
Oh, what? No.
Lank walks up, so he's standing, like, right next to you. He's like, you should try it.
He's like, you know what, Lank? You know, you should try this. And he reaches in his coat pocket and he brings out the list. Remember this? Here, try it. And he gives it to him.
Thanks. He carries it away.
Okay. As soon as you touch it, you have the vision from a few sessions ago that Will had.
Oh, dude, harsh.
Of
there goes the calm.
Lank burning up a bakery in the night. And then suddenly you're back.
No, the munchies!
Rafina, seriously. What was in that spell?
A little something special of my own concoction.
It was twigs!
Yeah. Twig tea. The special ingredient is LSD.
All right.
Lank watches himself burn a bakery to the ground with relish and walking off into the night. And then suddenly you're back in front of everybody. And for everybody else, it's been no time at all, but for you, it's been a couple minutes.
I literally don't know how to react to what just happened.
Will's like, what just happened? He was staring at him very intently when he gave it to him.
I get the sense you may know what happened to me, Will, says Lank.
I have no idea. I just know that this is your stuff because of my own vision when I was in the field.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. Nothing happened to me. My own vision told me that this was your stuff.
No, I had a vision. I had a vision of Nick and Bathwack in the field. I was watching them, but then also... there was a vision about the list and the club, and then I found it in the street, and I was like, whoa, this is Lank.
No, I had a totally different vision. The second vision was the one that told me exactly what's going on with your stuff.
I don't know what's going on with your stuff, but...
Such a con man.
I'm telling the truth. That was my vision. They already know. The thing is, like, he did say that before, that it was his vision that he saw Nick and Bathwack. Remember?
I know.
Okay,
I remember.
He did say that. So he was like,
yes.
Along with that vision, I saw. I saw these things belonging to Lank, and then I found them in the street, and I was like, these are what I saw in my vision. So.
Okay. Lank isn't laughing as hard as I'm laughing.
Nick's like, they must be gifts from the Morning Lord.
Right.
Okay, so. You don't know anything about this, but you just happen to know that it was mine based on a vision.
Yeah, you all had visions. I had a vision. We all had visions.
Lank looks at you very suspiciously.
We all had... Lank, did you not have a vision? Because that would be suspicious if you...
We all had visions, but you seem to think that me getting this would cause a vision. But what you just said was you picked it up in the street randomly after your vision. So why would it make any difference?
Because in the vision, there was...
Here we go.
Here we go. Because in the vision, I saw that you had them. And I'm like, well, these are Lanks, so he would want them. I would think that you would want your stuff. I mean, the fact that they just kind of appeared in the street, I found them in the street. Everyone else was in the church. I was in the street. When my vision hit me, then I found the stuff. And I was like, these are Lanks from the vision that just happened. And I was like, he's got to have them. Of course he's got to have them. It was in the vision. I mean, right? Visions, guys, visions.
Vision in the street.
They say people are swaying and music's playing. We got visions in the street.
Visions. It's just the truth. I can't say anything other than the truth.
As an aside, Eric, was I holding it this whole time, so I'm still holding the scroll that was handed to me?
That's up to you.
Okay. So it's not like if I keep holding it, I keep seeing things.
No.
Okay. Then, holding it in my hands, I look down at it again, look at Will, and then just turn away.
Hey, if you want that, I still have your club, because you threw that away. You want that? Because it's yours.
No, I'll stick with this. Stick with this! Get it?
Stick!
You club with that.
I'll hold on to this, is what he actually said. He didn't make an idiotic pun.
All right. I don't know what else to do. Okay. I don't know. That's what I'm supposed to do. I did my duty, swirly man. Yep. Jeez.
You are released from your bond.
See?
Not! Psych! All right. Where you guys still haven't decided where you're going with this guy.
Can we take him to the nearest constabulary?
Maybe. Do we know where one is? We saw some guards in the square.
We could tie him up and leave him in the square. Stick a note on him.
Put him in the stocks. Oh, wait, the stocks are burned down.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a mess, isn't it?
Damn it!
Damn it! Who did that? That whack! Jeez!
Maybe Rictavia would know what to do with him.
What are you, the DM?
No, I'm Nick. I'm a Rictavio fan. He seems like a cool, good guy.
Maybe Blinsky can make him into a sex toy.
A what?
Says Blinsky from his shop.
I think we got to clear out of here, probably. I mean, what Rictavio said... After we've spent so much time here.
It's been 2 hours.
We gotta get out of here.
There's a forensics team pouring over the... Dexter's in there pulling red yarn everywhere.
Sweeping the ashes into ashtrays.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, yeah, if we saw tied up, we could just stuff a gag in his mouth and we could bring him along. I don't know if we really trust this Rictavio guy.
Probably I would vote we take him to town. If the lawmen have a problem with it, we'll get to find out how fast we can run.
Well, I mean, the most central place you've been aware of is the town square. You know that there were guardsmen there. As you get close to the square, it seems to be the center of quite some activity. And you get basically to the edge of it, and it seems to be basically kind of cordoned off. There is a few guards standing by, you know, the street that leads into the square from whence you came. And behind them, if you get close enough, you can see the square seems to be empty, though it is. There are lots of guards there sort of looking around and maybe seem a little bit dumbfounded. And amongst them is that big guy you saw with the big black arm, who you know is named Izek.
Ooh, Izek.
Yep. There's a gaggle of girls standing nearby, just fawning over
dolls.
Him.
A gaggle of dolls.
Ooh, Izek, your arm! It's so black! And your other one is so normal colored!
Yeah, I don't want to mess with that guy, guys. Not right now, at least.
Drop and run?
We got to explain what he did. I mean, like, otherwise people are going to be like, who messed with the coffin maker? Poor coffin maker! We got to...
Okay,
on, Nick.
Who here would be the least likely to be recognized?
Well,
not
Rufina... Rufina put on a big old show, so probably not her.
We need disguises. Does anyone have a disguise?
I do. Gosh, oh, I don't think Will would say it out loud.
Yeah, I nominate Will.
Ah...
Yeah, you've kept a pretty low profile, Will.
Really?
Will, you have a special relationship with the coffee maker. Did you hear that? The coffee maker.
It's like Greg's relationship with the toaster oven.
Yep.
My relationship with the coffee maker.
The coffee maker.
You can't have what we have.
I mean, I guess. Oh, God. You guys, I said I didn't want to get involved with a lawman, but honestly, my suggestion is to just, guys, this guy is bad news. We've killed women in the windmill. Why didn't we just, you know, never mind.
Tickle him?
Why didn't we what?
I'm glad you almost finished that sentence.
Take him to the windmill? It's collapsed.
Yes, bro. Take him to the windmill. That's going to be my euphemism now. Why didn't we just take him to the windmill? God damn it.
Take him to the windmill. Drop him in the child pies.
Yes. Could have made him into child pies, guys. Come on.
That wouldn't have worked. This guy's old. Hey, I'm not that old.
All right, you guys.
Really? You gagged him.
So you just want me to go up to the guy?
I don't know.
Fine. Will is like super grumpy, extra grumpy, even more grumpy than he usually is. And he has a Saint Bernard with him, though, so that feels better.
Do you have like a mask or something you could put on? Something. Probably not a mask. That might not be a good idea.
It's a pumpkin mask. It's a Halloween jack-o'-lantern mask.
It's a nun mask, like from the town.
All right. I have a disguise kit. Oh, man. What do I have to shave my mustache off? I mean, geez. Anyone would recognize this glorious mustache. Why don't I go take Rictavio's freaking hat? Should I really disguise myself? Is that what I should do?
Will, do it!
You have a disguise kit.
A disguise kit. Okay, so like, how does that work in D&D?
It has a variety of different materials for you to be able to disguise yourself.
Yeah.
The rest is up to you.
Oh, I have an idea. You could be a cow.
You have that a cow. Won't bring about any suspicion at all.
A talking cow. This coffin maker had vampires in his house.
And the cow is like, yep. That stands up to scrutiny.
Oh, I see your point. Okay.
Now she gets it. Maybe a horse.
So, like, everything's cordoned off. Are there any guards outside of the cords?
No. There's two guards at the sort of where the road sort of spills into the square. You can see some activity within the square itself. No commoners or people, like, aside from guards.
Are there any houses around?
There's houses everywhere.
Can I look at one that looks deserted? Can I check one out?
This place doesn't really look like Barovia.
Not deserted, I'm sorry. Not, like, decrepit, deserted, nobody ever lives there, but one that might not have anyone in it. Knock on a door, see if there's anyone inside.
Yeah, you could try to do that if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever is nearby.
Okay. Knock on a door.
Yeah.
Hello? You hear from inside?
All right, knock on the next door.
Behind you, the door opens, so the head peers out.
Damn it. I'm just trying to find, like, Will's outfit is very, like, a disguise kit probably doesn't have clothes in it.
Don't you have a change of clothes?
I do, but I have a change of fine clothes, because I am ridiculous.
You have a tuxedo.
I have a block tuxedo. Yeah, like, I have, like, fine clothes. I was thinking to go in someone's house and steal some clothes and wear them. And then go up and be like, hey, I'm just a guy, you know?
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to find, is a house that's abandoned. Like, look around, see if there's any houses that look like there's nobody inside. Maybe someone's grocery shopping.
Okay. Well, the next one you knock on, nobody answers.
All right, can I open the door?
It's locked.
So it's not like a magical disguise kit where you can just be like, I want to be a baker, and poof, you have a rolling pin in your hand.
No.
It's not. It is like a...
I have prestidigitation and silent image, but those don't apply to... I mean, I could, like, paint my face blue, and they'd be like, guys, this blue man just said that vampires were in the coffin maker house.
Don't
but
you?
But then they would still see that it was me, I guess.
What do lepers wear?
That's what I was trying to find, like, something that
to protect other people.
That's what I was trying to find. Because my clothes are fancy. Will is not, like, he doesn't not stand out. He stands out like a sore thumb.
You just need a sack on your head and you tell him you have leprosy.
And I'm wearing a very nice suit.
We could rip your we could rip up your suit and get it all dirty.
Die! Yeah. How dare you?
We could.
No!
That is a firm no.
Okay.
Maybe this would help. I'm going to offer Arena's arm.
Oh.
Problem solved.
Rub it on yourself. Gross.
Need to get rid of this thing.
You know, if we just lay him in the town square, put the arm on top of him, it will be a. It will make it look like he took the arm from someone, and they will assume he's a criminal. Our job will be done.
Do any of us have, like, neat handwriting? We could put a note on him.
I have lovely handwriting.
And you have an inkwell.
I do.
You can't touch it, though.
I can't.
Dear town, this guy's a dick. Please execute him or do whatever these people do. Love the Blue Man Group.
Love the Blue Man Group. Oh my god, I smell a title of an episode right now.
Yeah, me too.
All right. This door that was locked, is it like a crappy, like, what kind of house is it? Can I just, like, freak, it's D&D. I'm just magic it open. Magic. Somebody pick this lock for me. I need clothes.
Nick, can I just try to turn it again?
Oh, yeah, Bathwack. Come on.
It's locked.
Yeah, but yeah. He can break it with his strength.
He could try.
Yeah. I turned it really hard.
Strength
20.
Check. The doorknob snaps off in your hand.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
But the door swings open.
All right. Will bustles in there and looks for clothes. Are there clothes? Who lives there? Only dwarves.
It's a nudist colony.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. What's in there?
Yeah, it's a little house. Kind of shitty. If you look up... There's some chipped china. It's an incomplete set of chipped china.
That's so terrible.
There are some wayfish orphans looking hungry.
Their eyes are this big.
Tiny hands specifically designed to tug at heartstrings.
Aww.
And they pull at them as you go past. No, you can find a room. There's nobody there. In it, there's some clothes.
Are they only dresses?
It's all just the finest of clothes for some reason. No, there's not just dresses.
All right.
There are also breeches and tunics.
All right.
Not many.
Ugh.
There's like two sets, basically.
Aww. Will, do they smell? All right.
A little bit.
Damn it.
They've been cleaned.
I like how in the process of this stage of the adventure, we've made it like 25 feet.
I know. As usual. All right. Will takes his clothes off and puts the shitty clothes on.
Okay.
Puts his clothes in his bag.
Okay.
To make sure he doesn't leave them here in case the jerkwad that lives
here
comes
back. Good thing you mentioned.
Oh, you dick.
Ah!
And...
Okay.
He uses, I'm assuming my disguise kit would have some kind of like makeup or something, kind of
yes.
Makes himself look dirtier, dishevels his hair. He's very angry about all this.
Uh-huh.
He's like, why am I doing this for these people?
Uh-huh.
But just makes himself look like people okay. that he might have seen. Just a normal, not like dirty. I'm not making, but like, you know, not Will. Just, you know, seeing the state of people here, just kind of.
Got it. Keep your mustache.
Yes. How dare you insinuate otherwise? And is there like a hat or something you can put on?
Yes.
Yes! I'll put a hat on.
Great.
And I tell everyone to avert their eyes as I come out because I am extremely offended that everyone's looking at me.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Will. You looked great, though. Nick is looking straight at the ground.
Yeah, so he goes over and he tells everyone to stand off so that they can't be seen because he doesn't want them to be seen by a guard if he calls one over, right?
Okay.
Will just like angrily grabs this tied up guy. Is he gagged too?
Mm-hmm. Someone
Sweet.
Gagged him, I think.
Good. I drag him over to a guard.
All right. What do you say?
Here I go in my Halloween costume.
There's two guards kind of standing at attention at the entrance of the square.
And Will puts on a show.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.